This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
So that's the cast of characters from Starkey's show doing their best Russell Wilson. I'm going to play it one more time because Joe Starkey has never sounded less like Joe Starkey than he does in this clip.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Steeler Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
And Sean, we need a better effort from you, Mr.
Yeah,
Myers.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Why are we playing that? Well, this weekend, folks, you got Giants v. Jets. You got Justin Fields v. Russell Wilson. I know I'm going to be paying special attention to it because, well, of those two quarterbacks. And I think that Steelers Nation, that's right, has worked itself up into a little bit of a lather here. Unless you've been at training camp, all you've seen of Rodgers in a Steelers uniform are clips here and there. And we've heard a lot about Jalen Ramsey and this defense and how it's going to be historically good. And I think because hope springs eternal and training camp just ended and all these new pieces and the unknown factor, I think Steelers fans are worked up and they think that this team can be pretty good. We talk to Steelers fans every day. I don't think anybody's planning a parade or anything like that, but I believe Steelers fans are super jacked up about this season. I know I am. But you asked me before the show, would Steelers fans be as excited about the season right now if QB1 were Justin Fields? And I don't know the answer to that, and so we'll open up the phone lines on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, 412-928-9370. Would you be as jacked up right now if Justin Fields were QB1? You asked the question, what's your answer?
I think no, because I know that a lot of people were enamored by Justin Fields' talent and his athleticism, but I don't think that, I think in the back of everybody's mind, they kind of were weary of his throwing ability. And I basically asked you the question and gave the same parameters that are happening right now. Like, you still traded for Jonnu Smith, you still traded for DK Metcalf, you still traded for Jalen Ramsey. Everything is still in place that it is now, but just insert Justin Fields for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think people would be that excited about it because, too, I think we would have seen Justin Fields in the first preseason game. He would have played in that and it had been very underwhelming. So I think right now, as we sit here, going into the second preseason game, it's like, oh, is Justin Fields going to be able to get the ball off? Is Justin Fields going to be able to throw accurately to DK Metcalf on the outside? Is he going to be able to throw over the middle of the field to Jonnu Smith? I think there'd be a lot of questions if Justin Fields was a quarterback, where Aaron Rodgers, I think, alleviates a lot of that stuff just by him being Aaron Rodgers and knowing that he's probably going to do what Aaron Rodgers wants to do within the realms of the offense. And knowing that Justin Fields was handcuffed last year a lot, for maybe for good reason, I think people would be like, "Yeah, I don't know. We still got to see what Justin Fields can do." And there's people out there to say that about Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think it would be as much.
I am going to try to look at this with a level head, because you know me. If they brought Justin Fields back, I'd be like, yo, you got DK and you got Jonnu. Maybe you actually allow this guy to run a little bit more than you did last year, and he was dealing with some hamstring stuff on and off. You might get the best possible version of Justin Fields. I'm sure I'd have talked myself into it. And realistically, if they did bring Justin Fields back, I do think the offseason probably would have looked a whole hell of a lot different.
Yeah.
You might have acquired another outside receiver instead of another tight end in Jonnu Smith, because you know he's not a great middle-of-the-field passer. But let's say everything stayed the same and Justin Fields were coming in. I don't know how you could be as excited, because I've been saying a whole bunch, and I'm not alone in this, and you've dumbed the football down to probably make me feel like this. Justin Fields was never a middle-of-the-field thrower. And Aaron Rodgers, the statistics might look very similar to what Russell Wilson did last year, but the way in which he accrues them is probably going to look totally different. I mean, we heard so many anecdotes from early in camp where Rodgers was throwing the ball over the middle of the field and he was getting it out of his hands so quickly, and the timing wasn't quite there yet, that the ball was clanking off a receiver's helmets or off between their numbers. They weren't ready for it, but they want to throw the ball in the middle of the field. He's always been one of the elite play action and middle of the field throwers in the history of the game. So I don't think you're getting the best possible version of Aaron Rodgers this year, but I think he fits the offense and what Arthur Smith ideally would want to do. And just watching Mason Rudolph in the preseason game, I think Rudolph's a better fit than Fields is in this offense.
I think Russell Wilson would be. I think that I would be a little bit more excited to see Russell Wilson than Justin Fields in this offense this year. That sounds crazy, but with him and DK Metcalf, I'd be like, okay, like at least they have a connection.
Moonball.
Yeah.
And they work together. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like the bigger point.
I would be a little bit more excited, even if it was Russell Wilson. Sounds crazy, but I would be. A second year with Arthur Smith.
It's funny because I think I'd go the other way, but I see why you'd say that. Mm-hmm. I just can't get those last five games out of my mind and how bad it looked. And I realized that not all that's on Russ, and the defense wilted, and they didn't have George Pickens, and then Pickens came back, and they weren't on the same page, and there was a lot that went into that, believe me. But I can't get that out of my mind. If they brought Russ back, I'd have been lambasting him all summer long.
Yep.
All summer long.
Yep. Yeah,
you would. Like, how do you do exactly the same thing and expect that it's going to wind up any different? By the way, Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 412-928-9370, that's the number. Would you be as excited about these Steelers if Justin Fields was going to be QB1? And I argued way back when, hey, he was the guy I wanted them to bring in. But the reason I argued so vociferously for that word is vociferously. I'll do it again. Just to show everyone that I can, vociferously, was because I thought he'd actually be cheaper than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And I wanted them to build this roster up around the QB to help aid this QB, but also help the guy that we all think they're going to draft next year. Lo and behold, Justin Fields getting 2 years, $40 million. Aaron Rodgers, 1 year, $13 million. That was the biggest argument that I thought Justin had going for him, and it turns out that wasn't even the case. So I definitely am more excited now, and there's this unknown factor, because at least we all saw Justin for six games last year. We all saw Russ. None of us who haven't been to camp are going to see Rodgers until they pull the cellophane off on September 7th against these very Jets.
Yep.
There is such an intrigue factor there. We're probably, and we'll get into this later in the show, we're probably not going to see DK either. Probably not going to see Ramsey.
Jonnu. All the new guys.
Darius Slay. It's going to be a brand new Pittsburgh Steelers we're going to see on September 7th. And I think that adds to the intrigue factor, too. Whereas if it's Justin, you're just asking, okay, is he going to build off last year? How are they going to change things? And there's intrigue there, too, and there's unknown. But you've seen the guy play.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. That's Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Harry, would you be as excited about this year's team if Justin Fields were QB1?
Yeah, I liked him before, and I'd like to see how he could expand upon what he did last year. Not that he was overly exciting. I think I'd be more excited to see him than Aaron Rodgers, actually.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Because you kind of knew what you were getting with him. Aaron Rodgers is such an uncertain that, like, he's exciting for, like, what could he do? But Justin Fields is exciting because we saw a little bit of him last year, and what could he build on?
So you want to see more?
Yeah.
Plus the youth side of things. So do you agree with Harry, or do you agree with us? 412-928-9370. Jalen Ramsey was on the Pivot podcast. It was a really good interview with Ryan Clark. We'll play some of those clips over the course of the show. Pat Bostic joins us from 7 o'clock until 9. Caboli is alluding to the Steelers potentially going out and getting a wide receiver too. So much to get into, but we'll start with this question. Would you be as excited about this Steelers season if Justin Fields were QB1? 412-928-9370.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Giants and Jets this weekend. Russell Wilson v. Justin Fields. Would you be as excited about the Steelers season if they had Justin Fields as QB1? 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, why do you guys talk about this type of stuff? Nobody wanted Justin Fields. Nobody wanted Wilson. Now we get Aaron Rodgers. The season's getting exciting, looking good, and you're talking about stuff that didn't happen. What could have happened? Nobody wanted this guy. I think that is misremembering things greatly.
A lot of people wanted Justin Fields. What are you talking about?
And a lot of people, and this is the way it goes, were super pissed off that the Steelers were courting Aaron Rodgers until they signed Aaron Rodgers, and then everybody started to like Aaron Rodgers. And then you hear Jalen Ramsey talk about him, and Mike Tomlin talk about him, and all the nice things that happened at training camp, and Jeff Hathorn, and Ray Fittipaldo, and Mark Caboli all said that he was the offensive MVP of training camp, and now everybody loves Aaron Rodgers. But for a longer period of time this offseason, people were saying, oh, this guy's holding the Steelers hostage. This guy's a piece of trash. This guy's a bad teammate. So I do think that our listener, our texter there, and thank you for listening, is misremembering things quite a lot.
Yep.
Quite a lot. 412-928-9370. Who's going to have a better year, Fields or Russ?
Ooh. Oh, man. I'm going to say Fields just because I think Russ is going to be sat down at some point, and I don't think that they're going to sit down Fields unless he gets hurt.
I agree 1,000% that the leash is going to be much longer for Fields.
Yep.
They got a new coaching staff. They want to win. Aaron Glenn's a competitive dude. I think he's going to bring much-needed structure to the New York Jets. But there's probably not a ton of pressure to win in year one.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, with Dable, he's been there for a little bit now. They've stunk. They have the hardest schedule in the NFL. They've got a rookie first-round draft pick waiting behind Russell Wilson. Russ could play well, and they could be 0-6.
Mm-hmm.
And the schedule is that tough. And so then he's not going to have a bigger body of work. Meanwhile, Justin Fields, I mean, shoot, I think he's going to play until he might play wire to wire.
Yeah, I mean, he's also getting paid a lot more than Russ, too.
Exactly.
So they're going to get their money's worth. So he's going to play a lot. I don't know how much better he's going to be, but he's going to play more. He's going to have a longer leash, like you said. So maybe he plays a little bit better. It's going to be tough for him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
They got some weapons. Got some weapons in New York, too. I mean, Neighbor's a hell of a player.
Yeah, he is.
Hell of a player.
Good defense.
I think their defense could be downright nasty.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the Penn State kid and you got Dexter Lawrence,
yep,
who he might have won the Defensive Player of the Year award last year had he not got hurt. That guy, woo, he is impressive. That's a load. I tweeted out that I cried during Little Giants. I'm getting made fun of for it.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Why are people making fun of me? I got a soul? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a cry.
Are you kidding me? Kids run into his dad. He never sees his dad. He scores a touchdown. His dad's there to see it. He embraces him. The whole team surrounds him. It's beautiful.
Mm. It has its moments.
How can you not tear up whenever Ed O'Neill tells Icebox, no, you're not pretty. You're beautiful.
That is a good scene.
It's so sweet.
That is a good scene. I was thinking about that the other day. That is a great scene because Ed O'Neill, obviously, he didn't want his nerdy brother to make a team and all this stuff, and then you separate football from family, and mm-hmm, it's like, you're still my niece and I still love you no matter what, and you're still beautiful to me, even though that I want to smash your dad's team, my brother's team, but I still love you. That is a great scene.
In a way, Ed O'Neill was relating better to Rick Moranis's daughter than Rick Moranis was.
That's because Ed O'Neill had a daughter.
That's right. It's deep, man. There's levels.
Mm-hmm,
That's why I'm shocked it got a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. I just looked that up during the break. People don't know what they're watching. A beautiful movie. Should have won Emmys.
Hmm.
Should have won all the Emmys. Should have been Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, and you'll remember this, Harry, I don't know if you know this, I think Craig thought we were going to be a good pair a long time ago. So I was producing an evening show that you were hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And on the count of three, you're like, let's say our favorite all-time football movie. And at the exact same time, we said Little Giants, which I don't think most people's favorite football movie is Little Giants, but for us, it was.
It was.
It is.
That was our first moment.
It's like Step Brothers. Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Browns have like one healthy quarterback, by the way.
They might sign another one. They might have to sign a new quarterback to play in this preseason game. Because only Tyler Huntley's going to play. He's the only one that's healthy. They're not going to play Joe Flacco. Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, hamstrings. Now Shador has an oblique injury.
He's got the oblique.
They're going to have to sign another quarterback.
That's pretty nuts, man.
Yep. Yeah. It's the Browns.
The only quarterback who has stayed healthy wire to wire in Browns camp is the 40-plus-year-old in Joe Flacco.
Yep.
I think that means that good things are ahead for one Aaron Rodgers. Texter, damn it. Emmy is a TV award. Yeah, I meant Oscar. My apologies.
Yeah.
Should have given Little Giants all the Oscars.
Yeah. Great movie.
What's the best Rick Moranis movie? I find that I want to go down a Rick Moranis wormhole.
You got Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You got Little Shop of Horrors. You have Ghostbusters. You have Little Giants.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
It's one of my father-in-law's all-time favorites.
You know his story? His story's kind of, you know, emotional.
My father-in-law, yeah, he's in a tribute band for the Rolling Stones.
Rick Moranis.
Oh. No, did he have a traumatic upbringing?
No, he stopped acting because his wife got cancer and he wanted to take care of her and his family. So that was in the forefront. So he just quit acting and hasn't acted since then. I believe that she passed away.
Oh,
so
geez.
He was like, I'm never going back to acting because I have to take care of my kids. And that's more important than being on screen.
I like him even more now.
Yep.
Someone texted in and said Rick Moranis is from Pittsburgh. That's not true. He's from Toronto, Canada. Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is a good one. That's one I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Someone said on the text line that I agreed with you 1,000% about something. So if someone agrees 2,000%, they have a stronger agreement? Yeah. My bad. And now I'm getting just eviscerated for saying that I cried during Little Giants.
It's really not an emotional movie, though. So I wouldn't cry.
It's about parenthood, man.
There's times. Yeah, she didn't have, you know, Icebox's mom, I guess, what, ran away or something?
Yeah, and Rick Moranis' spin at the very beginning of the movie is like, she picked a different team, yeah, but it was better for us. I'm like, that doesn't sound great. Right. She ran out for milk and cigarettes 14 years ago and was gone. And then kind of crappy for Icebox, last thing on this, for Icebox, she's running up the stairs, she's got the box with her cheerleader uniform in it. She said, well, mom used to kiss me. If I'm Rick Moranis, I lose my mind. Hey, you want to talk about how mom used to tuck you in and kiss you at night? She friggin' left.
Exactly.
You want to tell me how good of a mom was? She's a jackass.
He's like, this was your idea. You wanted to make this team. Like,
he was right.
He was like, I'm just a nerd. I didn't care. I don't even know how to play football. He's like, I did this for you. I was on Rick Moranis' side in that scene right there.
Me too.
You know, he was like, I did this for you. Like,
and this just in, being a parent, hard.
Very.
Hard. Oh, you want to be a football player today? Great. I'll coach the team. Oh, now you want to be a cheerleader the night before the game, and I'm supposed to be supportive of you? I'm going to try, but damn, girl.
Right.
Like, what the hell? All right, 412-928-9370. Mark Caboli making waves with his typewriter tweet last night, but also something he said on his podcast got picked up nationally. We'll talk about the merits of it when we return.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I won't say that it's not a possibility, and I won't say that I haven't had any communications, but I also love Tomlin. That was the meeting that I had that I was like, I think I'm going to the Steelers. And the Giants ended up taking me at 12. I'm not done, I'll tell you that.
That's OBJ talking to Bill Maher in an interesting setting where Bill Maher is getting absolutely stoned out of his face, just pulling on a joint the entire conversation, wearing sunglasses. I don't think that OBJ was partaking, though I don't know if OBJ would be able to pass a drug test just sitting in a room with Bill.
Contact.
Mark Caboli on his podcast the other day said he wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers added a wide receiver in the next 10 to 12 days. So I guess 9 days, he'd be shocked. 13 days, why'd I do that to myself?
Man.
I just walked myself right into 13-9 jokes. He'd be shocked if it were 2 weeks from now, but somewhere in that 10 to 12 day window, he thinks Steelers are going to get another wide receiver. And so Odell Beckham Jr. comes out, says he's talked to Rodgers. National people are saying, well, what about Tyreek Hill? Including our good friend Jeremy Fowler, who on SportsCenter the other day said, I have talked to a few teams who are at least monitoring Tyreek Hill's future a little bit. Could he be a potential trade target? Now, I know the Dolphins earlier this summer were telling teams, no, we're not trading Tyreek Hill, but they just wonder, is he going to be available? It could be wishful thinking. Maybe they want him to be available, but he's a player. When I bring up to teams, hey, who is sort of a trade target you're watching? They bring up Tyreek Hill. So we'll see. Now, I don't know how realistic that is, and he's got some bizarre salary bleep going on, and it might just not be possible. But I didn't think the Steelers were going to trade for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith in one fell swoop.
Right.
I didn't believe the DK Metcalf thing was going to happen until it actually happened. I didn't believe that they were going to trade Kenny Pickett, that they would get both Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. They've done so much stuff, signing Patrick Queen to the biggest free agent deal in team history. They've done so much stuff these last 2 years that they normally wouldn't do, trading Chase Claypool for the 32nd pick in the draft. I can't rule anything out.
Uh-uh.
And if they got Tyreek Hill, Doran?
Listen, if they somehow got Tyreek Hill, they would win the Super Bowl. I say that right now. It'd be impossible to cover Tyreek Hill and DK Metcalf as a defense. It'd be impossible. If they got Tyreek Hill, the Steelers would win the Super Bowl. If Aaron Rodgers got hurt at some point in the season, and Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth are your offensive weapons, and Mason Rudolph had to go in at quarterback, they still would win the Super Bowl.
What?
Yes. Yes. If Mason Rudolph got hurt.
Get the hell out of here.
And Will Howard.
Get out of here.
Went in at quarterback. They still would win the Super Bowl.
Miami of Ohio great Will Howard.
Yes. That would be insane if they actually pulled that off. Most insane thing I think that would happen in years and years and years of NFL football.
Our guy Zig, biggest fan, I'd say, of the Fan Morning Show, who also murdered intern Dom on Twitter yesterday, he said, Nostradorin, don't lie. To be clear, you're not predicting that this is going to happen. But I cannot go as far as you because Tomlin's still the coach and because I'm afraid of this offensive line. But they'd have the best collection of skill position players in the NFL, for sure. DK Metcalf, Tyreek Hill, Jonnu Smith, Matthew Freiermuth, Jalen Warren. You want to talk about room to run?
I mean,
your safeties would have to play 50 yards off the ball with those two receivers.
There's no way a defense could cover that.
People are texting in, trade Cam Hayward for Tyreek Hill. I don't know why the Dolphins would do that. They're in cap hell. So that's why they would move off of Tyreek. That's why they did what they did in the Minkah Fitzpatrick deal. I'm not sure why the Dolphins would add a guy that they'd then have to turn around and pay on the defensive line for a team that they probably, I'm sure, have high internal expectations, but they're going to suck this year, I think.
Yes, they are. Steelers would never trade Cam Hayward either.
No, we should get into that later because that seems to be a popular opinion around these parts. Move on from Cam Hayward, including intern Dom, who, did you see the video of him yesterday?
Yeah.
Leaning back.
Thinking he's...
I mean, he had more confidence than damn Bob Pompeiani.
Pompeiani kept looking at him. I was like, dang.
I loved it. He walked in there. Intern Dom ain't scared. He walks up in there. He pees in his corner. Like, he's going to mark his territory.
Yep.
I got a legend to my left. I got a legend sitting across from me in Joseph Starkey. And I'm just going to walk in. I'm going to make this next 2 minutes the Dom 2 minutes.
Yep.
And there ain't nothing you could do about it. But he's not the only person who said that. And Starkey had a mailbag the other day where people were texting in or emailing in, trade Cam Hayward. A, they won't. B, they shouldn't. We can all be mature about this and be upset in some form or fashion about Cam Hayward, but I don't think, should be trying to ship his ass out of town.
Right.
I think that's insanity.
The Steelers will never do that.
No.
Nope.
Nor should they. 412-928-9370.
And his brother, too. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, Connor's getting so much flack from the situation. It's kind of ridiculous, in my opinion.
The order of people who are getting lambasted due to the Cam Hayward contract dispute, from 1 to 3, Cam Hayward, Gap, Connor Hayward.
Yeah.
Gap. Chris Boswell.
Yeah.
He's just totally skating by here. And Chris Boswell is doing exactly the same thing that Cam Hayward is doing. The exact same thing. Uh-huh. He just didn't talk to the media about it. And nobody's out there killing Chris Boswell. It's nuts. 412-928-9370. Get ready to have a great school year at the 13th annual Pittsburgh for PPS Back to School event, August 18th. Acrisure Stadium, 9 a.m. till 1 p.m., presented by Target Freight Management. Drive-through for backpacks, school supplies, food and drinks, while supplies last. Brought to you by GBU Life, life insurance, annuities, and member benefits since 1892, and Rugby Realty. There's another name. Like Tyreek Hill, unrealistic. Odell Beckham Jr., probably a bad idea. We can get into that. There's a third name, which we'll discuss next. And a popular topic this time of year has resurfaced on the internet, and we'll get to that too. 50-minute mark in the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. People blowing up the text line about the differences between Chris Boswell and Cam Hayward. Well, he didn't sign his deal last year. That is true.
Yep.
He's a kicker, so nobody cares. That could be part of it, even though he's incredibly valuable. But they're both still guys who are at or near the top of the league in their positions.
Mm-hmm.
And they both have 2 years left on their deal, which are the only similarities the Steelers care about.
Mm-hmm.
They do not renegotiate contracts when guys have 2 years left on their deal, unless your name is Ben Roethlisberger. Closest they've come is with Antonio Brown, and they just shifted money forward. So I look at them like they're in exactly the same place. And people are saying, well, Boswell didn't talk to the media. He wasn't yapping about it. I think if you're going to hold in, you probably should at least state your case, whether it's on your podcast or in front of the media. Like if you're not practicing and you're under contract and you're being paid by the team and you want to get your message out there, then you should talk about it. And he didn't want to. 412-928-9370. Amari Cooper being linked to the Steelers. That's the other name. He might be the most realistic of the three. I said it might not be a good idea for Odell Beckham Jr., and you kind of gave me a little...
It would have been a good idea last year with George Pickens. I don't think that would have meshed well. I think this year, and how the room is right now with DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers, I think, and Odell Beckham Jr. knowing that this is probably his last go-around, I think it would be decent to see what he has.
You could probably get him for absolutely nothing,
too.
Yeah,
get him from dirt cheap and just see what he has left in the tank. I mean, wouldn't hurt, really. I don't know if he's going to come in and be some nuisance. I don't think that that's kind of how the Steelers are constructed, honestly, this year. They got rid of a lot of that. If they feel like he would be an asset and they would bring him in, I think that they would understand that he'd be on straight and narrow.
I think he would get that, too, given that it's his last chance. I can't make that argument for Rodgers and then not make it for Odell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with you on that. I just think what you need is, a number two, but you also need mostly insurance for the number one.
Mm-hmm.
Like if DK goes down, much like Pickens last year, you're in a world of hurt. I just don't think you can count on Odell Beckham Jr. anymore. I mean, he's one of my favorite players in the league. Almost a decade ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he missed 2022. He only played 14 games in 2021. 14 in 2023, 9 last year, 7 in 2020. Like, this guy's been hurt for over half a decade now. He hasn't been productive since 2019. Like, if Amari Cooper went and signed someplace else and the Tyreek Hill thing's just unrealistic, then I guess it wouldn't hurt because of the cost associated with acquiring him. I would rather have Cooper than Beckham.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now, people will throw it in my face that Cooper wasn't productive last season with Josh Allen, who wound up winning the MVP, but he came on midseason. He was also banged up.
Yep.
It is tough to jump on a moving train. Like, I think that's the biggest reason why we don't see... We've seen an uptick, but we don't see as many NFL trades midseason as we do in baseball.
Right.
Or in hockey.
Yeah.
Right.
Defense is easy to just roll in and understand what everybody's doing. It doesn't really change. There's not that many like offensive skilled trades or signings midseason.
Certainly not that work out.
Right.
I mean, I think DeAndre Hopkins was fine.
Yeah.
Like, but he wasn't great. Mike Williams, I mean, that guy couldn't pick things up around here, and I don't even blame him for it. That's a tough thing to do. Same thing with Amari Cooper. It doesn't mean these guys aren't smart. It just means, I mean, how much does Tomlin talk about training camp and the reps and the timing and the understanding of the offense? That's why there's an install period. You have to do all that by yourself pretty much because you ain't working on that crap during the season.
Uh-uh.
And there's no contact in practice. You'll put the pads on like 14 times over the course of a season. It's just hard to do.
I would anticipate like if there is smoke around this receiver situation, say it is Amari Cooper, I would anticipate that it would happen probably that Monday after next Thursday's last preseason game, because Amari Cooper probably wouldn't play in the preseason game next week.
Mm-mm.
If you were to sign him.
No.
But you do have that gap that we talked about before the regular season, and I think that he can get on board, get understand what's going on between until September 7th from what's the date? Probably
next Thursday, which is the
21st.
21st, yeah.
Yeah. So, you have some time to get him on board.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also see who is released after next Thursday, preseason games, see if anybody is a better option than Amari Cooper. And I think that Monday, you might want to probably pull the trigger.
10 to 12 days.
Yeah.
That's what Cabali says. It's going to happen in 10 to 12 days. Yeah. Somewhere in that window, it will not be 9. It will not be 13, 14. Not going to happen. 10 to 12 days. He did nail the Rodgers thing. Everyone was like, he ain't showing up. He won't show up till training camp. And he's like, God, just relax. And he was right. But he said it like this.
Oh, just relax, everybody.
Relax. Texter, Amari Cooper retired. No, you fell for a fake Adam Schefter.
Odell Beckham, too. Fake Adam Schefter.
Damn it, I did it backwards.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I don't think Cooper retired. There's a lot of smoke around that right now. There is. And from what I hear, and I watch some of the YouTube highlights, Amari Cooper was getting open last year in Cleveland. Their quarterback play was just by far the worst in the NFL. And then you get to Buffalo, and you're a well-oiled machine. He pretty much became insurance for them, and then he got hurt, and you're trying to learn the playbook and all that. But when he was healthy and in Cleveland last year, ball knowers, ball evaluators say he was running great routes. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what. You want to talk about a consummate professional. Amari Cooper has never rocked a single boat.
Nope.
The people who play with that guy love that guy. Yeah, he's one of the best route runners in the NFL, even at his age.
Yep.
We'll get back into this a little bit later on in the show. Coming up next, Pat Bostic is going to join us. He'll be with us for the next 2 hours. Who is more valuable to this team? Chris Boswell or Cam Hayward? A debate shall ensue. And you can chime in as well at 412-928-9370. Like I said, Bostic is next. First Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Is it an old man thing to root for rain?
Yes.
I was so happy we got the rain yesterday. My lawn needed the rain.
My lawn needed it.
Mm-hmm.
We needed that rain. You kept saying that.
We needed it. I think it's an old man thing. I never had said that before in my life. Two kids, needed that rain.
Need that rain.
Got straw in my front yard, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
All right, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.